With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Pentagon says the U.S. is quickly gaining air superiority over Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told reporters that the U.S. military is quickly taking over Iranian airspace. He also reported on success underwater.
An American submarine sunk an Iranian warship.
Despite progress in the opening days of the war, Hegseth said the U.S. can't stop all air attacks, and he refused to commit to a time frame for how long the conflict may last.
We can say 4 weeks, but it could be six, it could be eight, it could be three. Ultimately, we set the pace and the tempo.
Top officials caution that U.S. service members remain in harm's way. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Nearly every country in the Middle East has sustained damage from missile hits or shrapnel. Now Turkey joins a wider list of nations impacted. That's after Iranian ballistic missiles heading toward Turkish airspace were intercepted. The countries also include Israel, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Qatar, Iraq, Bahrain, Syria, Oman, Cyprus, and Turkey. We'll have to wait a little while longer now to see who will face a Democratic nominee in the U.S. Senate race in Texas.
Democratic state lawmaker James Tallarico got by U.S. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett in Texas' closely watched Democratic Senate primary. Tallarico will face the winner of a May runoff for the GOP Senate nomination between incumbent John Cornyn and challenger and Attorney General Ken Paxton. Cornyn and Paxton came out the top finishers in a three-way contest with Congressman Wesley Hunt. No GOP candidate hit the 50% vote threshold needed to win outright.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Texas, along with North Carolina and Arkansas, kicked off midterm elections with control of Congress at stake. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham set to preach a gospel message in Peru this weekend.
The popular evangelist and head of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is scheduled to address crowds at the Estadio Nacional in Lima. He will be joined by a number of contemporary Christian music stars. Graham arrives at a time when polls indicate that Christianity is on the wane in Peru. But those same polls show a broad interest in the gospel, and 700 Peruvian churches have answered the call to help organize the two-day event. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's a new push to overturn gay marriage. Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and several other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its own 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says marriage was improperly redefined. This is SRN News. A large detention center for illegal aliens in Texas has been placed off limits to visitors.
Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says it's because of a measles outbreak. She says there are 14 active cases at the facility on the Fort Bliss Army Base, and 112 people are being isolated. Escobar is an El Paso Democrat whose district includes the base. She says the holding center will remain closed for roughly 2 weeks. There's been no comment from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The facility, known as Camp East Montana, opened last year. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Formula One rules revolution is making cars lighter and smaller for 2026 with more electrical power after the biggest changes in years. F1 teams are dealing with a whole new driving style and trying to find innovations that are within the new letter of the law. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.